The Backstreet Boys on a Thursday. It's 6 minutes past 4 o'clock, and I promised you the wine of the week. And in the studio, our friends from Tops at Lifestyle, the lovely Valencia and the charming Eamon. How lovely to see you again. It's been a while. Eamon, you were away last week.
Yeah, Dave, I was just preoccupied with wine stories for the next 3 months. And then some other promotion.
Okay.
That we're going to be running in store.
So you've been working hard on doing the deals that make us smile. That's fantastic. Well, Belinda did a great job last week. We had fun,
and I believe.
I see she's back this week, looking radiant and ready to present yet another wine of the week. This week we're talking this Mason Road Serendipity Rosé 2022 by Brookdale Estate in Powell. Now, what do we know about the Brookdale Estate?
Well, Brookdale is actually the road that runs by the farm, and it's called Brookdale. Then you got the Mason Road, is an old road that was built a couple of hundred years ago, which used to link that road to the Cape through the hills, and it used to take a couple of days to get down to the Cape, the waterfront, when the old ships used to pull in.
Okay.
So part of that road is still there, and that's why it gets its name, Mason Road.
Oh, so it's a beautiful, scenic, historic part of the country.
Yes.
And along that route, obviously, people have travelled for many, many decades and enjoying the bounties of the grapes in that vicinity.
Yes.
And so, here we are. With the 2022 vintage will be remembered, they say, as a cool season before harvest, followed by a sudden temperature spike from January. They've obviously, and I keep using that word, it's not so obvious for those that don't know, but you guys do. It's just simply producing an exceptional wine with a combination of, now, are these grapes, Syrah, Grenache Noir, and is it Cinsault?
Cinsault.
Yes.
It's basically a French driven rosé from the south of France, from Provence. So it's got that French varietals in there, but grown here in South Africa.
Now, a lot of people, myself included, I was never much of a fan of rosé, because for me, as a younger fella, rosé tended to be quite a sweet, cheapish plonk that gave you a huge, monumental hangover. And why would one go there?
There are some that are out there, Dave, that are very sweet. But as for not so much the headache material, they've come a long way since way back in our time, rosés. But these are more the more upmarket, the more everyday drinking for the sophisticated rosé drinker.
Okay, now for those that consider rosé to be somewhere just a mix between red and white, whatever was left in the red barrel and the white barrel got mixed together, that was rosé. And you got the La Capa Perlée rosé, which was, I can still feel it.
This is different.
The color comes from
the skins.
Just a little bit. Are they red grapes that are crushed?
Red grapes that are crushed.
But not the skin isn't left to steep.
Too long. It's very there only for a couple of days, just through the first fermentation process, then out.
So it just gives it a little bit of a blush, as they say.
That's it.
It's essentially a red wine that isn't red matured wine, and developed. Yeah.
Red wine from white grapes.
Red wine from white grapes. Curious. Mm. Curious. And now, let's just take a look at what one can expect. A Provence style rosé with a pale salmon pink color. There it is. The color is gorgeous. Mm. Fragrant notes of hibiscus, fynbos spice, wild strawberries unspool on the nose. I love the descriptive narrative here. The palate is red-fruited and generous, plumped with raspberries, mulberries, and sappy cherries, then lifted on the mid-palate with refreshing watermelon verve. Hey! Kingly balanced with a lemony acidity, all that beautiful bright fruit is cradled in a fine-boned structure imbued from old oak aging. Now, there is a legend to live up to. So what we're going to do is we're going to hit a little tune while we have a taste. And we'll come back and let you know whether, in fact, it lives up to that rather prosaic description on the other side. Let's do it, shall we? Here's Dua Lipa, Break My Heart. Go ahead, I dare you.
to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling? Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. Whenever you want it, baby. It's you in my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I would've known it, baby, I would've stayed at home. Cause I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew there was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home. Cause now there ain't no letting you go. Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart? Oh no, I was doing better alone. But when you said hello.
Dua Lipa, Break My Heart. Well, there it is, we've had a taste. And the first observation I would suggest is that this, and I believe me, not by any means an expert, but I would imagine that this would be better very cold. Yes. I'm not sure if that's the case, but I think
more
it probably would be.
Mm.
Even though at room temperature, it's a very refreshing, crisp drink. It's definitely not that oversweetened memoir from back in the day. It's not a you know, not what I described earlier. Certainly, there is the palate of red fruited, generous raspberries, mulberries, cherries almost, and the mid palate of that sort of crisp watermelon. It's there. It's keenly balanced, and that lemony acidity comes through. It's definitely, I would imagine, a drink that refreshes as well as delights.
As well as delights, Dave, yes. I fully agree.
I would suggest, though, that if it was chilled to what a white wine would normally be served at, that would be the way to do it. And is it a pairer or is it just an enjoy on its own?
I would go with maybe a mild curry, a Thai curry. Should put up with this. This wine should balance well with that. Or salad. A nice salad, a nice maybe chicken or salmon salad.
So maybe a seafood salad.
What is
the profile of a traditional rosé drinker? Is it more ladies or gentlemen that go nowadays for rosé? Because it used to be ladies. I mean, very few gentlemen would drink a pink drink.
Yeah, there's ladies and guys that are drinking rosé now at the moment.
Okay,
quite
so
a lot. It's a very grown category at the moment. Rosé.
It's sophisticated. No longer the
sweet and the sugary
domain of the student on a budget. That has now crossed over to a much more refined environment, and deliciously so as well. So today's wine of the week is the Brookdale Mason Road Serendipity 2022, available at Tops at Lifestyle right now in sufficient quantities to make you smile. And I presume, I don't know for sure, but generally you have a bit of a tasting on the weekend.
We have, it'll be on tasting the weekend, Saturday, Sunday day, from 12 to 2 on both days. And relatively priced as well at $139.
Okay.
Which is not bad. $140, as we normally say.
So it's a comfortably priced, comfortably positioned wine. And available right now at Tops of Lifestyle, but you got to try before you buy. Saturday and Sunday between 12 and 2, the perfect opportunity. You heard about it on air. We'll bang it up as a podcast shortly with all the bits and pieces to tempt the palate. And we'll connect again in a week's time for another Wine of the Week on 88FM. Oh, and by the way, if you would like to subscribe to our Belitist newsletter, they feature the Wine of the Week in the newsletter as well, so that carries more information. So there's so much opportunity for you to develop the information that gives you the power to buy right. And Tops of Lifestyle, of course, always ready with the information. My very special guests, Valencia Maguaza and Eamon Darling. Valencia has been particularly reserved today. I'm just suggesting that, next week we will certainly be together again in spirit.
Yes, or definitely. Maybe a little less spirit. In spirit, yes.
Well, we look forward to it. Thanks so much for joining me on the afternoon show, folks.